Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are listening in the world. I am your host, Mitch Smitten, and welcome to episode one of In the Pocket with Mitch Smitten. This podcast experience is a combat sports related show where we will discuss everything in the fight world from professional mixed martial arts fighting, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and everything in between. We are jammed with news today, so let's dive right in. This past weekend at UFC Vegas 46, Cater vs. Chikadze, we got a taste of what 2022 has in store. Some major standout performances were provided from the likes of Brian Kelleher, Brandon Royval, and Calvin Cater. Brian Kelleher kicked off the evening as the second fight of the card with an excellent performance against the always game Kevin Kroom. Kelleher had a slow start to the fight with Kevin Kroom putting out more volume and strikes while Brian was landing less, but definitely the more significant strikes. As the fight went on into the second round, Kelleher established who was going to dictate the pace for the rest of the fight as he took control of the center of the octagon and mixed it up very well with his boxing by changing levels and going to the body to open up shots to the head. The third round was all Kelleher as it was apparent Kroom was slowing down from the body shots and being on the back foot for a majority of the bout. Brian got the fight to the ground halfway through the third and even took Kroom's back at one point. By the end of the three-round fight, Kelleher had done more than enough to secure two of the three rounds to earn himself a unanimous decision. The third fight from the main event was a flyweight masterpiece between Brandon Royval and Rogério Bontorin. Both men went to battle in a razor-close fight where Royval edged out a split decision against Bontorin. Both athletes were quite even on the feet in terms of striking ability, but once it hit the mat, it was an absolute submission and scramble battle. Bontorin secured the takedown early in the first, but had little success with advancing to any sort of position that didn't have Royval looking for a submission off his back. The second round was a close round in the striking department, but Bontorin edged it out on the judges' scorecards. Going into the third, it was one apiece. Royval took perfect advantage of the situation by almost securing himself a deep armbar on Bontorin at the end of the third that clearly gave him the round to edge out the decision. When we talk about Fight of the Year contenders, it's really up to the first main event of the year to set the bar for what we can expect, and boy did the two gentlemen competing do that. Coming into this fight, it had been exactly 364 days prior that Calvin Cater competed in the main event against Max Holloway, where he got dominated by the former champ and took some serious damage. The world-class kickboxer Giga Chikadze was riding an 8-fight win streak going into this fight with Cater, which raised concerns for the fans of Cater as he had previously had a rough go against another high-level striker in Holloway, as previously stated. All that concern was put to rest though as Calvin Cater took all the lessons he learned from the Max Holloway fight and looked like a completely new fighter as he dominated Giga from start to finish. Giga had his moments early in the first round, but the pressure of Calvin coming forward throwing heavy shots was far too much for the less experienced fighter in Chikadze. About a minute and a half into the second round, it was apparent that the fatigue had set in for Giga as the powerful and snappy shots he threw earlier on didn't have the same kind of explosiveness and technique behind them as they did the round prior. Rounds 3 and 4 were more of the same, but with Calvin now adding in some tools we don't see him use as often, which were elbows. Cater, primarily being a boxer, isn't known for his use of the 8 limbs, but more for his hands and slick footwork to create angles and strike. When I state the 8 limbs, I refer to the hands, elbows, knees, and feet, as you have 2 of each. The idea of the use of the 8 limbs comes from the sport Muay Thai. As the bout continued, Cater displayed his dominance round by round, slowly picking Giga apart right up until the final bell. This was an excellent first main event of the year, where two warriors put it all on the line. Calvin showed excellent maturity and growth in his skill sets as a martial artist, while Giga showed he has the heart of a lion and never gave up. With all that being said, let's talk about what's next for these two gentlemen that fought in the main event. Giga Chikadze may have not won his fight against Calvin Cater, but there were a lot of things we got to learn about him as an athlete in those 25 minutes of fighting. With Chikadze currently sitting at number 8 in the world for the featherweight division, he's going to be at least a fight or two away from getting another crack at one of the top guys in such a stacked weight class. With a large portion of the division being booked, two matchups that make sense potentially for Chikadze is the number 9 ranked Dan Ige or the number 14 ranked Shane Burgos, which are both absolute fireworks for matchups. Giga will need some time off to recover from the damage, but if I had to guess what direction Giga heads, I believe it'll be somewhere between the two previously named fighters. Calvin Cater has put himself in a fantastic position as a contender with his win over Giga on Saturday. At the moment, former foe Max Holloway is on the sidelines with an injury, leaving only the number 3 ranked Yair Rodriguez and the number 2 ranked Brian Ortega available within the top 5, which Calvin is likely aiming to stay in. Both a fight between Ortega or Rodriguez would be a step closer to the title fight against the current champion of the featherweight division, Alexander Volkanovski. Overall, Calvin Cater isn't short of options and can easily sit things out for a while as things play out in the following months. Now, let's get into some news updates and stuff we saw on social media in the past week. Bombs are coming this weekend as the UFC revs up for UFC 270, Ngannou vs. Gone in Anaheim, California. This heavyweight title fight is truly a matchup that makes the hair on fans' arms stand up. A goosebumps type of feeling when fights like this are booked. This matchup is incredible on paper and should lead to an excellent main event. The notorious Conor McGregor is always looking for banter to spout as he made cracks about the former Olympic champ, UFC flyweight champ, and UFC bantamweight champ Henry Cejudo calling him a little fart. This caused a back and forth exchange between Conor and Cejudo on Twitter. A rather silly engagement, but small things like these are just a reminder that the Irishman is always active and is only in reaching distance of making that walk to the octagon again. Friends turned enemies. The bad blood between former best friends, roommates, and training partners boils over to March 5th at UFC 272 when former interim champ and the number one ranked welterweight in the world, Colby Covington, faces off against the number six ranked welterweight, Jorge Masvidal. This beef has been brewing for about 2 years, both sending verbal jabs at each other and several close calls to physical altercations outside of the cage. Both men are fuming towards each other, which we can only assume will lead to an absolute war of a grudge match. This one is going to be good. For now, that's going to be all for this week's recaps and news. My question for you for the day for all the listeners out there is, what's your favorite style of martial art? Let me know, and as always, keep those hands up and that chin tucked. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mitch Smitten, and thank you for joining me in the pocket.